Pedro Espada Jr. may be one of the most powerful Democrats in the New York State Senate, but he started his political career in the Bronx with the New Alliance Party, a fringe political group that the FBI labeled a cult in 1993. On today's Backstory, we'll investigate how the New Alliance Party helped launch Senator Espada's career with Sal Gentile. He's a reporter with City Hall, a biweekly political magazine where he's written about the subject, and I'm very pleased to welcome him to our show today. Hello, Sal.
Hi, Leonard. Thanks for having me.
Last week on Underreported, we spoke to Errol Lewis about the New York Independence Party, which our listeners can hear on our show page. How is the Independence Party connected to the New Alliance Party?
Well, the New Alliance Party was essentially a predecessor to the Independence Party, and started in the Bronx, and it also branched out into a couple of other boroughs, such as Queens. And it was started by the same people. Political activists and controversial therapists, Fred Newman and Lenora Fulani. And once the New Alliance Party disbanded in the 90s, they reconstituted as the Independence Party.
And they at one time, it even had links under another political name. They've had many different parties, links to Lyndon LaRouche. They have started a therapy group called the Social Therapy. That still thrives?
Yes. In fact, that still thrives. It has many. It's centered in New York City. It has many satellite offices in Atlanta and Washington and Philadelphia, and it's very closely linked with their political activities over the years, including the New Alliance Party and now the Independence Party.
Now, I remember the New Alliance Party as being a group of the left. How did it present itself to people in the Bronx when it was active?
It essentially presented itself as a group that was meant to empower poor Bronx residents, to help them organize. They did fairly popular things initially, like help tenants' organizations battle unfair rent increases, that sort of thing. It just sort of presented itself as a way to battle the political establishment, and for people who weren't connected to the political establishment, to become involved in some way and empower themselves. And, some of those similar tenets were pursued by the social therapy movement as well, and that's why they were closely linked, because the social therapy movement was also at least billed itself as a way for people to empower themselves, people who had previously not been empowered.
Do we know how Senator Espada first came to become involved with the New Alliance Party?
Well, Senator Espada has run for many different offices in the span of 20 years. I think it's something like 13 different campaigns for four different offices. And in his early political career in the 80s, he was outside of the Democratic establishment. He tried to run initially for Congress in 1988 without backing from the Democratic establishment in Bronx. And because they were so powerful, he failed. But the thing about after the 1988 campaign for Congress, he realized that he needed some sort of institutional backing, and he turned to the New Alliance Party for that. They initially became involved because Pedro Espada, even before he started running for office, was involved with a number of different nonprofit organizations. He started several. He runs them to this day. And the New Alliance Party, he gained their attention through some of the activities that he was doing in the Bronx through his nonprofit organizations. And so he turned to them for some institutional support to help him run his early campaigns. He ran after running for Congress in 1988. He ran for city council, the state senate, and this was against the Democratic establishment, so he needed their support.
So he ran on the New Alliance Party line, lost, mm-hmm. but you say his strong showing helped him cut a deal with then-Bronx Democratic boss George Friedman. What was mm-hmm. the deal?
Well, by 1992, he had proven that the New Alliance Party could help him threaten Democratic incumbents. 42% is certainly nothing to sneeze at, and it demonstrated some of his power in the Bronx. And so by 1992, there was a vacancy, and the Bronx Democratic boss, George Friedman, instead of continuing to run against Pedro Espada, figured it would be better to incorporate him into the political establishment by giving him party backing. And so in 1992, he did that, and Espada won the seat.
Now, Mayor Bloomberg has been criticized by some people for seeking the Independence Party's ballot lines because many of the figures who are active in that party today were also part of the new Alliance Party. But don't many politicians argue that they must seek out these ballot lines to prevent their opponents from getting them?
Yeah, a lot of people do that, although I don't think I've ever really heard Pedro Espada make that argument. But a number of politicians do. It's different in the city. There's also an independence line statewide, and statewide politicians don't quite make that argument because the Independence Party statewide is run by different people, and it's not as controversial. But in the city, people do make that argument. But for Pedro Espada, the connections were definitely different, and his roots ran much deeper than that.
Well, how did they come to take over the Independence Party in the city, although, as you point out, not in the state and not nationally?
Mm-hmm. The Independence Party was sort of it was not very well organized in the city when the New Alliance Party disbanded, and so the many of the same people who filled the ranks of the New Alliance Party also then essentially started supporting and organizing with the Independence Party, and the Lenora Fulani, for example, ran for mayor a number of times in the city. With the Independence Party support, because they had begun to take this party that essentially had not much organizational support at all from anyone, and they took the many people who were following them in the New Alliance Party and essentially took it to the Independence Party.
And then disbanded the New Alliance Party?
Yeah, the New Alliance Party disbanded in the 90s because because the controversy had sort of begun to reach a fever pitch and people had drawn attention to it. The FBI, as you noted earlier, labeled it a political cult in 1993. And at that point, a number of politicians who had briefly been associated with the New Alliance Party began to criticize it and refuse their endorsement. And so their power dissipated after that. One of those people notably actually was David Paterson, who in the early 90s had attended a fundraiser that was thrown for him by Fred Newman and Lenora Fulani. And they had initially offered him their ballot line and their support, but a number of other mainstream politicians pointed this out to him and said that they would refuse their support for him if he didn't, refuse the New Alliance Party support. So a number of establishment politicians began to move away from the New Alliance Party.
We're talking about Pedro Espada Jr.'s early political career on Backstory today with Sal Gentile, who's a reporter for City Hall. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. You found New Alliance Party literature from 1993, which described Pedro Espada as NAP's other elected official who'd been battling the Bronx machine with the help of NAP for years. So even in office, he was maintaining ties with the party, and even though he had also run on the Democratic line.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. Because, as I said, he's always been a dissident, even when he was supported by the Democratic machine, because in many ways the Democratic machine can hold you back. If they want you to remain a state senator, a backbencher, they can do that. And Pedro Espada has always pursued power and always wanted to be more powerful. And so the New Alliance Party provided him with additional support. He battled the Democratic machine. He battled with the bosses in the Bronx and in the city. And when he was constantly either with them and then on the outside of them. And so when he would transition back and forth like that, he would turn to the New Alliance Party for their support.
Now, you quote a former New Alliance Party member saying that almost every aspect of Espada's early campaigns was staffed and supported by social therapy patients known as the cadre and followers of Newman, Fulani, and LaRouche. How has the senator responded to those claims?
The senator has not denied that he had the assistance of the New Alliance Party, especially in his early campaigns, that he was a New Alliance Party candidate, essentially.
Well, he can't deny that because that's a matter of history, isn't it? That's on
sure.
the record.
And he has neither denied that they helped him in terms of providing him with manpower, providing him, helping him petition to get on the ballot, providing funding for him, helping him raise money, the logistical support. The only thing that he has denied is that he ever witnessed so-called cult-like behavior, as he describes it. He is not, doesn't even deny that the New Alliance Party had engaged in that, but says that he had never witnessed that or said that it, or witnessed it ever occurring on his behalf.
And he was unaware of the social therapy patients working for him? The former member of the New Alliance Party told you that it was general practice in the time of the New Alliance Party that cadre were ordered to make campaign donations for any and all campaigns, including for Lenora Filani's various campaigns, Fred Newman's campaigns, Pedro Espada's campaigns, in order to take advantage of the matching funds. So how much in donations did Senator Espada receive from the New Alliance Party-connected individuals over the course of his career?
Well, unfortunately, that kind of thing in the aggregate is difficult to track because Pedro Espada is under investigation right now for not filing campaign finance records. And for many of his campaigns, he didn't file campaign finance records either in whole or in part, and many of them are inaccurate. For example, I called, even the ones that are filed, I called a number of the people who he had claimed had donated to them, and they outright refused that they had ever written any checks or given any money to Pedro Espada's campaigns. So it's very difficult to track the amount of money that he's raised over the years for his campaigns. At one point, though, the various social therapy centers are listed as providing him with over $13,000 about for a campaign for city council. And many of those donations were bundled by Lenora Fulani, who was the leader of the New Alliance Party and later the Independence Party. So that is documented, and what's not documented, obviously, is very difficult to track.
Well, you quote former Staten Island State Senator Israel Ruiz as recalling that social therapy patients were out on the street running Senator Espada's early campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
So he says he had nothing to do with the social therapy people?
And that's something that's confirmed by multiple people from the Bronx who remember observing Espada's campaigns. I talked to maybe close to a dozen at least, former Bronx politicians or people who are active in Bronx politics who remember seeing these people doing petitioning for him and going out and campaigning for him and handing out literature for him and essentially making sure that not only did he get on the ballot, but that he was known by voters. The senator doesn't deny that the New Alliance Party members were doing this, but he claims that anybody who was involved or being manipulated in such a way, you know, for example, from the social therapy centers, that he was unaware of that activity if it did occur.
Now, you spoke to Fred Newman about his connection to Pedro Espada. What did he tell you?
Well, Fred Newman is very supportive of Senator Espada, and actually during the five-week stalemate in the state Senate, during which Espada had defected to the Republican conference and was essentially ensuring that the legislature couldn't act on any legislation, he was still supportive of Espada, even though most people were criticizing him for what he was doing. He was saying, I support what Espada is doing. And he said that on numerous occasions they've sat in their home and discussed politics, and that Pedro Espada was very supportive of the New Alliance Party's goals, both early in his campaigns and to this day now is supportive of what the New Alliance Party stood for and what the Independence Party stands for. Which suggests that his roots with the New Alliance Party run much deeper than, say, Mayor Bloomberg's, who one could argue simply, you know, donates to the Independence Party just to get their important ballot line. But it seems, even from talking to Fred Newman, that Pedro Espada's roots run much deeper with them.
Were you surprised when he threw the state Senate into turmoil this summer when he and Hiram Monserrat joined the Republicans to overthrow the majority leader, Malcolm Smith?
I think almost everybody was surprised initially, although one of the things that made the story sort of resonant, the story of Espada's early connections to the New Alliance Party, was that a lot of people were puzzled by what they thought was Espada's sort of erratic behavior. I mean, one day he would say that he had the support of at least, you know, so 10 other Democratic senators who were just about ready to switch over to the Republican side with him. The next day he would say that no Democrats were supporting him. He would say that he had enough support support to pass a bill legalizing gay marriage, and then the next day he would say that that was not true. And so many people were puzzled by his erratic behavior. And so the people, for example, the old Bronx politicians who I spoke with said, you know, you can see the parallels to this in his early days with the New Alliance Party. One day he would be aligned with the Democratic establishment. The next day he would go back to the New Alliance Party. And the New Alliance Party itself took somewhat erratic positions, and its behavior was erratic. And so that's why, you know, initially it's surprising, but if you learn about Pedro Espada's history, it may not be.
Well, you also said that he was always interested in gaining power, and he came out of this whole thing as the majority leader of the Democrats.
Well, that's correct. That was his goal all along, and you know, you can see it in his early career that that's his aim, to get to the top like that.
Has he said that specifically?
Well, not majority leader specifically, but definitely to climb the ranks. I mean, he has run for city council, for state senate, for Bronx borough president, for Congress. He's just looked for ways to advance his political career any way that he can.
I should point out that we have contacted Senator Espada's office for comment and did not receive a response. I want to thank you so much for being with us today. We've been talking with Saul Gentile, who's a reporter for City Hall, about the earlier career of Pedro Espada Jr., now the majority leader of the state Senate here in New York State. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Leonard.